Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, September 17th, 2015. Clashes continue in Jerusalem as the Israeli government authorized snipers to target Palestinian youth during protests. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Clashes broke out in the neighborhoods of occupied East Jerusalem for the third consecutive day on Thursday as tension continued to run high following increased violence at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, according to locals. The most intense clashes erupted in the neighborhoods of Al-Isawiyya and the Shu'afat refugee camp, with additional reports of crashes in At-Tur area. Israeli forces arrested 8 Palestinians from Jerusalem overnight Wednesday and throughout Thursday, including 4 boys under the age of 12. Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at night the Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem and clashed with dozens of residents, wounding a young man with a live round in the leg, while many others were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets. In related news, Israel has approved the use of sniper rifles against stone throwers in Jerusalem, Channel 10 reported on Thursday morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked the Attorney General to authorize snipers to target the stone throwers as part of his declared war on stone throwers in Jerusalem, Palestinian media reported. Clashes between Israeli forces and Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem occur on nearly daily basis, but tension has been increasingly high as violence at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound has escalated in recent weeks. Palestinians fear that Israel is seeking to change the rules governing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, with far-right Jewish groups pushing for more access to the compound and even efforts by fringing organizations to erect a new temple. Elsewhere on Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 6 Palestinians, including one child, during invasions targeting different parts of the southern West Bank district of Hebron. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, September 17th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.